An intestinal illness is growing in Oklahoma and across the nation. What's potentially causing it? And a skunk found in southeastern Oklahoma could receive protections under the Endangered Species Act. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, July 15th. I'm McDaniels. Cases of explosive diarrhea have reached Oklahoma, with 56 confirmed by the State Department of Health. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has more on this intestinal illness and its growing number of cases across the U.S.
Cyclosporiasis is caused by a parasite called cyclospora. People can become infected by consuming food or water contaminated with it. Previous outbreaks have been linked to consuming contaminated fresh produce. The illness causes symptoms like watery diarrhea, stomach cramps, and a loss of appetite. The CDC has received reports from 34 states of 1,645 confirmed domestic cases. For reference, the agency saw 249 cases reported by this same time last year. The CDC recommends consumers wash their hands with warm water and soap for at least 20 seconds before and after handling food, and thoroughly wash fresh produce under clean running water before eating. The State Department of Health will publish case data at 10 a.m. every Tuesday on its website. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
Epic Charter Schools is working to address a recent audit that found widespread financial mismanagement. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports its students are also struggling academically.
In January, the statewide charter school board released an investigation that found leadership failures and a lack of financial oversight at the school caused a budget crisis, which led to nearly 500 laid-off employees. At Monday's meeting, board staff said Epic is actively addressing all of the findings. And according to performance framework data collection, Epic is lagging behind significantly in academics. Overall, Epic scored a 23 out of 100. Glaringly, scores dropped as low as 8% proficiency in high school math compared to 35% statewide. Buoyed by a higher financial and organizational score, Epic's combined index barely eluded the trigger for its charter renewal to be at risk of non-approval. The board's academic compliance officer will create a corrective action plan for Epic to implement. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The Iowa Tribe of Oklahoma recently entered the Indian Health Service's Tribal Self-Governance Program. Thomas Pablo reports the tribe can now oversee its health care more directly.
IHS accepted the Iowa tribe into the program on July 1st. That's when the tribal nation joined at least 17 others across the state, in addition to its northern sister tribe in Kansas. Through the program, tribal nations can control health care operations normally administered by the Indian Health Service. Iowa Chair Jake Keyes says it will allow the tribe to tailor care to its own needs and will strengthen its sovereignty as a whole.
This really gives the tribe a greater authority to shape the future of our health care for our tribal members. We believe that the people closest to the community are the best equipped to make the decisions for the community, so this gives us that ability to do that.
There are two federal offices of self-governance. One falls under the Bureau of Indian Affairs, while the other is under IHS. I'm Thomas Pablo.
A skunk found in southeastern Oklahoma could receive Endangered Species Act protections. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele has details.
The plain spotted skunk is different from your regular backyard skunk. It's about the size of a squirrel and has a unique way to ward off predators.
They stand on their hands, on their front hands, and put their backside and their tail up in the air and start kind of wobbling around and doing this little dance to look larger than they appear.
Kurt Kuklinski is the Wildlife Diversity and Research Supervisor for the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation. He says the skunk's population declined with habitat loss, but new research suggests Oklahoma's population could be faring well in southeastern forests. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will spend the next year reviewing data about the plains spotted skunk. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
And you can see a picture of the skunk along with other Oklahoma News headlines at our website, kgou.org. We also invite you to follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.